Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, still going to continue on with the prior attempt of plan, which is going to be activating Prime Vision so that I can hopefully get highlights of the magically inclined and magically animated in the immediate vicinity.
Okay.
Hopefully just, you know, even if I can't see them through the smoke, still see the, like, haze of, you know, detect life as per Oblivion, but, like, with magic.
Alrighty.
Or I guess you've played... Is detect life even in Skyrim?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, I don't know if you've played Oblivion or not.
I haven't played Oblivion, no.
It's a spell, you would just see, like, a fucking vaguely humanoid purple shimmer, and you could see it anywhere. Like, through walls and shit. Basically going for that, but being able to see magically animated things and other magically inclined things, like people's wonders and that kind of stuff, outlined through the snow.
Okay.
Because you can't have zombies without magic, and at this point I don't think we see mages without wonders on them anymore. I don't think they still make those for us.
Yeah. That's valid.
So, I imagine most of our campsite lights up like a Christmas tree with where the rest of the party is.
It do. Lights up like a Christmas tree, and highlights the remaining zombies in the camp, which is the one by the doggo, the one by Jessica, Creepy Stump with a Head by Jesse, the three still restrained out in the woods, and one more somewhere a little further back from them. And no immediate sign of the mage, or a mage, or any mages.
Okay.
There's two strong... you did specifically life and prime?
No, it is just prime.
It is just prime.
I'm just scanning for any sort of ongoing spell effects or active magical items.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Anything magic that is happening, just yes or no, and outlining it with like a little purpley shade to Chase's vision, at least.
There's two giant blobs where the two people were killed. The fast-moving chick and big man. The blizzard is intensely magical, and then the zombos.
Okay. And that's gonna be it for me.
Okay.
I was going to say Chase is holding out a hand as well to help Jesse up, but I believe you had said that she was already up.
Yeah, she would have probably gotten up with Olathe when Olathe grabbed her, presumably. Okay.
She's got the fucking shaken condition, though, so if you want to, like, pat her fucking shoulder or something.
Yeah, Chase is close enough and was, at the time, more or less vibrating with the flash-like speed, so he probably would have just been part of helping Jesse up when Olathe did, since he's there.
Yeah.
Yep. But he is going to relay the information to Aletha and Jesse. But, Astoria found the mage 2 miles from here.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
And that's going to bring us to Taryn.
More threats in area, question mark?
Still zombies up.
Yeah,
there's can't still see some them. Zombies up.
Taryn was next to Jesse, I believe, last of all.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one that he can see.
No, nope, no. He's right next to the gaze.
Okay, then yeah, there's one fully intact zombie right there that Jessica
fully intact?
With.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's the last one that's fully intact, actually.
I thought he hit that one, but okay. No worries. All right. I am going to do the attack.
No, you're right. He did hit that one.
One, two, three, four, five, six to hit.
All right, roll me some damage.
Seven damage.
Wow. That was an awful slick roll. Yeah. That zombie checks out of life. Or undeath. 5-5-5-1-1. Alright, so that zombo is down. And that will bring us to Jessica and Jesse. Jessica can't really see shit. She is going to sling her now unloaded crossbow over her back and move into a position to better protect Astoria in case something else comes running out of this blizzard, and that'll be it. Jesse.
Okay. So, just to clarify, I'm back up and at 100%, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Pissed. Pissed. Can I ask? Chase and Aletha are right next to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Blizzard again?
Break it.
Okay. I'm going to do two quintessence again. And that makes it five?
Yes.
Three successes this time.
Okay.
I don't know if I said willpower out loud or not, and if I didn't, I'm not going to take it, but I did mean to use a willpower and meant to say it, which would make it four.
You did not.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll just take the three then.
Okay. That is enough to push it back to edges of the campsite again.
And then I would like to use my bonus action to activate my fucking armor.
Activate your fucking armor. Yeah.
Armor. Hardest thing you've done in a hot minute.
Man, I could have been fucking with y'all so much harder. Because we all forgot about y'all's horses.
Well, you know what? Yeah. It's okay as long as you also forget.
And could have wiped out y'all's fucking horses. Okay.
I mean, we're like officially to the part of the game where that's not really a huge impediment.
Yeah.
Aletha, he'll say that. He'll take our horses.
Yeah.
Aletha, just build a new horse.
Is it paradoxing? Maybe.
Is it not? Building a fucking horse out of thin air.
We already have horse bodies. We have horse bodies.
Okay, fair. If they don't get eaten the fuck out of them to the point that they can't be brought back with life.
I've got matter and life. Matter back together?
Yeah, it's.
I don't. It, horses have a spirit to work.
Yes, they do.
Whoa! Excuse you.
Literally everything has a spirit.
I don't think you have to have one in it, though, for it to, like...
Except vampires. Suck it, Thistle.
Yeah. Suck it, vampires.
Came up in another game, sorry.
This is going to be a deep cut. If you brought a horse back without a spirit, for all my Tolkien nerds, it would be like when Aule made the dwarves... Before Iluvatar found out about it, they will literally stand there unless you are actively commanding them to do something.
Yeah, I have Chase with Life 4, or Mind 4.
Unless you are directing their every movement, including breathe, they are just going to be there. Anyway. That brings us to... Samson.
There's, like, a zombie that's bothering him, and at this point, he doesn't have bigger targets to ignore the zombie for, so... Mm-hmm. It's, like, a bad time to be a zombie.
Pretty bad time to be a zombie. Is it ever a good time to be a zombie, let's be honest here?
That is gonna be six successes worth of dex brawl to bite the fuck out of the zombie.
Okay, zombies don't dodge. Roll me some damage.
And that is going to be strength plus 2, I want to say. Where are you at? Too much scrolling. Strength plus 1. That's right.
For bite?
Yeah.
Yes, strength plus 1.
And plus 5 more. And he's got that sweet, sweet needle teeth as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points of damage.
Okay. On
10 dice. Love to see it. Sad to see this many 10s that I damage roll, though.
Yeah. He basically rips this zombie's arm off and proceeds to beat him with it.
Good boy.
Yeah. And that actually brings us to the zombies. The one aforementioned of which is going to make an attempt to bite that dog.
Can I bite that dog?
With only 2 successes of can I bite that dog.
Samson would prefer not. Five successes worth of no thank you.
Okay. And the zombie that has been ignored is gonna roll itself over and make an attempt to bite Aletha's foot.
Please stomp on this thing.
With 4 successes of Give Me Them Grippers.
All right. Well, let's be here. Hello, 10. Okay, they're all that.
I feel the need to inform you that as a goth, Astoria wears steel-toed boots.
That is 6 to hit.
All right, roll me some damage. It has literally 1 hit point. Please don't somehow botch this.
Kicks me instead.
How many did it have to hit me?
3.
Okay, so I have 3 or 2 added dice then.
Mm-hmm.
Tens don't double. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six damage.
All right.
Elena is stomping on it, probably with almost contempt. Like, I am tired of this shit. Yep. I should have put one person back together.
Skull crushed. No more zombie. Creepy stump with a head is now basically just a torso laying there.
And I had to deal with seeing dead children yesterday. I am done with all of this Nafandi shit.
And let's see here. Okay. One of the restrained zombies is on the loose. And goes for Astoria, because that would be the one closest. With three successes of Chomp That Goth.
Oh, baby cat.
Yes, baby cat.
She's clawing my leg.
Okay, maybe no, baby cat.
My leg.
Climb, baby cat, climb!
She will listen to you. Come here. Snatch you up. Alright. Why are your paws wet? I'd like to dodge, please.
That would be wise.
Okay. Ma'am, let the candle on my breath. Come here. Okay. Dex. Athletics. Diff. Six. That's unfortunate. That's extra unfortunate. One success?
Oh, okay.
Lots of ones.
Not what I expected. All right.
Tens rerolling to ones.
That's rough, buddy.
It is.
So.
Bad luck, baby cat.
That is.
What happened when you tell baby cat not to do damage? Things? Shouldn't tell baby cat no.
That is zero lethal damage.
Okay. Astoria again successfully interposes an armored gauntlet between her face and zombie trying to bite her. And the remaining zombies are currently restrained. Well, the two that y'all know where they are exactly are restrained. There's one in way further back in the distance, but the other two are restrained. So that brings us to rage actions.
I believe... Oh, wait, no, I don't know that it is... Aletha's first on those, I think, then.
Aletha had the highest...
Yep.
So, yeah.
clarification, you only get one... magic roll per turn, even with the rage actions, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so I have five.
You're actually changelings.
Five actions to go.
Yeah, with. You'll actually have to fight changelings.
Hit the zombies.
See,
if they're built right, they're scary.
That's why I just want to use Quicksilver. Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm.
And then use all eight of my Quicksilver actions to use Quicksilver the next round. And then dump 45 attacks on someone's head on round 3.
Alright, I'm going after the one in front of Astoria first. Zombies don't dodge. Because actually, I think that's the only one other than the ones caught in my magic I know for sure. Because I don't know about the thing farther out.
You do not.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, wait. 8. 8 to hit. Because I don't reroll pens. Alright, so 8 to hit means plus 7. And then strength, which is another 3, plus 2. Alright. Pens don't explode, ones don't count against. Alright. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 damage.
Alrighty.
And I believe Terran had already hit this one.
No, this is a fresh one that just
broke out. Oh, this is the one that just broke free. Did it not take damage breaking free?
It did. You said how much damage?
Eight.
Eight. So six. Okay. It kind of crumbles a bit when you smack it. Basically goes to a knee because it doesn't have a leg on the other side anymore. And is kind of trying to hold itself up with one arm and reach for you with the other.
A loud motherfucker! We're gonna do the same goddamn thing again. Alright, so...
beat his ass. Four.
Alright. Zombies do not dodge.
They do not, in fact, dodge.
Alright, that's a 10. That rerolls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 to hit.
Okay.
Which means 5 bonus dice. 3 strength.
That was Loki's beak for get his ass.
2 lethal. Alright. Big ass metal one first. That way glass is safe. Oh yeah, here's the 10s. Another 5 damage.
Okay. No more zombie.
That's 2 of my actions. That leaves me with 3 more.
Yep.
And I'm going to go stomp out more zombies in the storm.
Okay.
Did I not push the storm back? Are you going back through more of the storm?
Olympus going into the storm where the two other ones are held in her magic.
Correct.
Oh.
You pushed it back so that the clearing is clear past the tree line. It's still a blizzard. And the two that Olympus still has restrained are out there.
Okay. Wait, 1, 3, 5, 6, 7. 7, and I even remembered that 10's just double.
Good job.
I'm learning.
All right, roll me damage.
All right, so that's 3, 4, 5, 6.
Damn, it's good. Tens don't explode.
Question, actually.
Yo.
They were restrained. Does that lower my diff?
Given that they don't dodge anyway, not really.
Damn it. 6, and then plus strength. Plus 2. Alright, Corwin, your dice is going first because it's heavy as fuck.
Beat that ass.
Alright, 1, 2, 3.
He says beat that ass 6. Right as Loki starts chewing on my arm. Yeah, okay, bud.
Alright. 7 more damage. Oh, actually just 7 damage.
Okay. Continuing?
Yeah, that was my third one. So I have 2 more. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, 2 more. Continuing. All right. 2, 3, 4. Only 4 to hit that time.
Okay. Roll me damage.
Okay, so that is 3 plus 3 strength. 2 lethal. Ah. 5 damage.
And that one goes down.
Well, so there's 1 left, and I have 1 action left.
Correct.
Would I be able to move after taking that action, or no?
Moving to the zombie and attacking is the action.
Well, I already moved to the other one to attack it. Uh-huh. These ones, I'm assuming, were pretty close to each other. Would I be able to attack and then move back into the clearing...
higher
if
level.
I don't kill it. Hi.
Nope, that's not the Olathe dice. Where's the Olathe dice? There's the Olathe dice. Olathe dice says 13. That's high, so sure.
Cool. Alright, so then let's see, we need strength dex.
Less move to the second zombie, more turn towards the second zombie.
Yeah. Two, three, four, five, six. All right, another six to hit. All right, so I need five die plus three strength, two lethal, and the pile resets. So
see,
I need more dice.
So happy I'm giving you the opportunity to go through all of your dice tonight.
It just tells me I need more dice.
Oh, God.
One, two, three. 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 damage.
Okay.
And then moving back into the clearing, since it's still alive and I didn't dance to make more magic, to hopefully pull it within the line of sight of everyone else if it breaks free. If not, I can hit it with more magic next time.
Okay. And is it, let me see, hold on. Is it, it is the fastest fuckboy in the West, Chase.
Nice.
Yeah, I still have that on your character, on your character notes.
That's fantastic and important.
Oh, so Olathe did manage to finish off, like, the last one.
Yes?
There is one still partially standing that is restrained. And then whatever you saw, that was a little bit further back.
And that's the one Olathe doesn't know about.
The one that's further back.
Okay.
I've got six actions. YOLO.
Alrighty.
Fucking low.
So it's, go ahead.
Just about how far do I have to go? Or I guess, what do I get? What do I see when I get closer? Because I'm quite mobile at the moment.
About 50 yards into the woods. Once you get very close enough to see through the whiteout, you realize why this one was slower than the others and is only just arriving to the party. Because this one, before it was a zombie, was a 6-year-old girl. She locks eyes on you and advances. Just like the others.
The Loki purrs vaguely sound like growling.
Good kitty.
Well, that's unfortunate because zombies don't dodge.
Zombies don't dodge.
And because Chase is reasonably confident we're being watched, and also reasonably confident that 50 yards out into the blizzard is well outside of auditory range for the others. Going to say, like, this is the first little girl I've killed.
Ooh.
And we're going for the called shot headshot.
Okay.
Four. Two, three. Four, five.
Four successes.
Zombies don't dodge.
Yeah.
I believe should be. That many dice.
And that is going to be 8 damage.
Okay. You lop her head off, and she topples. You have a moment to kind of take in the Hello Kitty pajamas situation that was going on here. And she falls over without a head.
Chase is going to take a look upwards in a general, I don't know where your security camera is, but if you're watching, kind of gesture. And then bend down and wipe the blood off his sword with those Hello Kitty pajamas.
Okay.
And if that takes an action, that is fine. I've got four more and one zombie remaining on the way back to the party.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, four, five. Five successes to hit. Zombies don't dodge.
Or soak, apparently.
Well, hot damn.
Judging by that roll.
That is only going to be five damage on that one.
That is enough, given
Oh, good.
With that, and that last zombie collapses.
I'll leave the tore it up and Chase finished it off. Let's go.
Yeah, gonna just casually on the way back, stick it in the back of the head with the sword.
Mm-hmm.
Wipe sword again on its clothes as it's falling. For dramatic effect.
The contempt is real.
Clear, as far as I know. We've got a mage, probably still about 2 miles out. Astoria and Jessica are this way. And continue moving that way with the rest of my actions.
Is that to Olathe, then?
To Olathe and Jesse, yes.
Okay.
All right. With that, we're going to take a bathroom break.
Huzzah!
Be right back.
Ben.
After these quick messages from our sponsors.
Can it wait until I have peed?
Absolutely not. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm going to go make myself a milkshake. I'll be back.
Bring him to the yard.
Always do.
Oh. Yeah, bud.
Have you considered 4 or 5 bong rips? You certainly won't regret 4 or 5 bong rips.
Look, just go outside, use the vape, and just keep hitting it while not paying attention, while staring up at the sky.
No.
But I did. I got to 14 and didn't realize what I was doing. It was quite a night. Oh, hey, Olathe's candle is still burning. Let's go.
Yeah, mine is still going.
It's the teeniest flame
in the candle, but
it is the teeniest flame, and it is burning. It's like burning the kind of like narrow path down the middle. It's that one I got in Galena.
Ah.
Yeah. So like it smells good, but like there's a lot of wax getting wasted.
Mine is no longer solid wax at all in the thing.
I feel like this is I need to talk to Moth about how to remake a candle. Because, like, if anyone knows, it's probably them.
All right, I'm back.
Followed by Ben.
What are you trying to do?
I said that the candle I'm using right now, like this candle, it's like, oh, it's still burning. But it's a very small flame, and it's kind of burning just a path down the middle rather than all of the outside edges.
Yeah, so
I need to talk to Moth about how to just melt a candle and put a whole new wick in. Or you would probably be the second one who would know.
Yeah, you can. Is it a candle that you can close up in a jar?
It's in a jar already.
So close up the jar, seal it up really good, and put it, get like a saucepan of water, get it to a boil, and you should be able to put, as long as it's a thick enough jar that it's not going to explode in the hot water, get it in the heat source so that it melts the wax to the liquid, and then you can put a new wick in it.
Yeah, I just have to figure out where to get a new wick and shit.
Yeah.
It just felt like a very moth thing.
Yeah. I mean, they got a book on candle making when we went to the library the other day, so like...
That tracks, yeah.
They got all their craft books. Yeah, what you got?
My question, Ben, was, is the blizzard dying down?
Not at all.
Okay, cool. Because that's going to be Olathe's next project.
Is the bubble of no blizzard still anchored on Jesse?
Yes. Holding for now.
We will wait until Moth gets back.
Go to the mage now.
I want to break this bitch's spell.
Yeah, kill her.
Yeah. That's a fun way to do that. The other thing to do, though, is just break her correspondence vision.
Isn't she like a correspondence mage?
We all have correspondence charms. We could just all fucking hot drop in a circle around her.
So you want a correspondence in to a prepared correspondence mage.
You want to try and cancel her spell.
Better than a 2-mile hike while we're trying to combat correspondence magic being directed at us. Because, like, she's not going to stop, and she can also just... Also,
I feel like how you jump directly into a fucking trap.
Yeah, if we get kited, then...
Fucking just straight into a magical jail cell.
Yeah. I mean, we can try the walking way, but, like, kiting is a real mechanic. We'll see.
Kiting is a real mechanic. You're not wrong.
It works very well.
There's our Motley companion.
Okay.
Whoa. I was talking shit
about
you.
Sorry, I'm getting peaches.
Ooh.
You got to listen to the recording to hear what shit I was talking.
Yes, there are what? You're always talking shit.
Are there any plums to go with those peaches?
No, I almost bought them, but there are pears that I can't tell if they're ripe or not because I don't usually buy pears.
Valid. Okay. So, bringing us back to the moment. The zombies are dead. The squad is gathered in the campsite. The horses are freaked. There's a lot of horse screaming going on. It's dark 30. Anything past, like, this tiny little campfire that somehow miraculously made it through this fight undestroyed is dark as shit. And the general vibe is like you just got woken up at 2 in the morning and almost died.
Anchor.
Give me perception awareness.
Why are you asking for these things?
Do I get a lower difficulty because I've got my life and entropy vision on?
You do not, but it's still going to be important.
Same, but with prime vision?
Same, but same.
Okay. Difficulty?
Diff 7.
And then also familiars?
I don't think it's going to be that important, but sure.
2 suck.
0 from Chase, so... 4 from Samson, so...
2 suck from Olathe.
Acute senses or no?
Sure.
4 successes from Jesse.
2 from Astoria, 0 from Terran.
Okay.
Brutal.
Incoming correspondence. Obviously, Chase doesn't see shit. Terran doesn't see shit. Astoria specifically is the only one to get to notice that this is Brother Charles on his way back in. Everyone else just sees incoming correspondence.
At 3 suck, where does river fall?
Same.
Just incoming?
Okay. Just incoming.
Brother Charles' signature, maybe?
Maybe. I think Samson agrees.
So, assuming no one tries to fucking cockblock the poor guy, there's a flash of silver light in the middle of the camp, and Brother Charles is there.
There's a boat pointed at him.
Valid. He is armed, sword out. The visor of his helmet pushed back and shows him caked in blood and sweat. So the sword in his hand is also covered in gore. And there's no sign of his horse. Oh, thank God. Okay. You're alive.
Looks like you had some fun, too.
Not the word I'd use for it. He kind of looks around the camp, sees all the dead zombies. All right. That tracks. I've got 3 brothers and about a dozen of our militia fighting their way through a lot more where this came from. The blizzard is getting a lot worse. We need to find whoever's doing this and kill them before they kill us with it.
We know where they are.
They're 2 miles to the north. I've got them targeted right now.
I'll pass that along to the brothers, and they'll get there when they get there. But you're not bogged down. We need to go, and go now.
Well, hopping might be our option.
Chase is going to get moving. Going to dismiss Prime Vision for now. But he is going to go ahead and ask Brother Charles how he feels about a mind link real quick.
Sure.
And that is going to be just the one success, but one target, so whatever.
Okay.
Quick probe. The are you who you say you are kind of probe.
Yeah.
You know, just take hold. Like what you do with, you'll know to like check for fake card scanners at like gas pumps and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a little wiggle. Just taking a hold of his mind pattern, giving it a little wiggle, see if it actually moves.
Just have the picture of Chase reaching out, like grabbing his nose, like you do the card readers.
Jesus,
not quite, but mentally, it's basically the same thing. Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
And then, just because I know that they do group mind links when they're in combat, because that's what they've been doing. Just assuming that nothing weird happens, and he looks, you know, to be reasonably who he says he is. Just a quick check of what's our current disposition. He said how much they brought, but like roughly where are they in relation words, goddamn, to us, more or less.
Yeah. So he is who he says he is. And he does have that mind link that you expect, and it is hard worded. There's no sign that he is somebody else, but his connection back to his battle brothers is locked up in a box.
Okay. And that is something that Chase would not be trying to force. It is something that he would, like, mental ping of, may I, but if told no, doesn't push that either. Because now is not the right time for that.
Right. All right. Anybody else?
I mean, if Chase believes him, like...
Yeah.
snatching stuff up, getting ready to go.
Astoria, would we be able to have Chase make a link and share that location that you found?
Sure. It's more of a general direction and location, not so much as an exact pinpoint. I'm not, you know, great at that.
Well, if you think you can lead us to it, then just go ahead and lead.
Okay. I'm relatively certain it's, you know, entropy, not correspondence, so I don't know that she messes with that as much, but better to have a second guess. Chase, you saw where it was?
Yep.
Okay. And Desoria's gonna start leading that way. Grab horse, question mark?
Boy.
Yeah, we might as well.
Yeah, Olathe at least would know, and I guess Astorius would, has enough woodscraft to know, if you leave those horses here, they're going to die in this blizzard.
Astoria can offer her horse up to Brother Charles. Jessica can probably ride with someone else, and Astoria can ride with Taryn.
Olathe can take Jessica.
Okay.
I don't know how necessary it is, but Chase still just isn't actually all that familiar with how to ride horse, but is very familiar with how to mind control horse, so we are going to go with mind control horse and become one, as it were.
Okay.
And hopefully get to use my Dex Athletics instead of Dex Ride. With three successes worth of do that.
Three successes is sufficient.
Okay. And we're off.
I am missing a sheet. There you are. Okay.
Oh, sheet.
And we're off. Okay. Jesse. I need maintenance rolls for Bubble of Nope.
How many rolls would you like?
Start with one and see how long it lasts.
8, 9, 2, 9.
Okay.
10, 5, 6, 1, 5.
That will do you.
Okay.
It is 2 miles in the dark. With the blizzard kept just past arm's length for the gaggle of riders, thanks to the efforts of Jesse. You notice as you go, the trees are starting to become thoroughly encrusted with ice, and the wind is picking up more and more. Anybody out in this without magical protection is just going to die about it before very long. And that is the obvious intent. As you go further and further to the north, the ground starts to slope upwards into some kind of rolling hills until you find yourself near the peak of one. Around the peak of this hill, there are a couple of collapsed, worn down, very old looking buildings made primarily of wood. that look as if they are probably from the 1800s or so, give or take. One of them is just barely standing and looks to have been a barn at one point. It's definitely not a lot, but it would provide some degree of shelter. In the middle of that cluster is a door, an old wooden door that is about as rotten as the buildings, kind of on the side of a hill, as if covering something going down under the ground. Astoria, my entropy, the person with entropy up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a willpower check.
Oh, man. Current or total?
Current.
Eight. A diff?
Diff 7.
Three.
Okay. You feel the intense sensation of, I don't want to be here. I need to be anywhere but right here. All of the rest of you feel a vague sense of nausea and just the creepy goose flesh skin crawling feeling. That feeling when you know that somebody in or something in the darkness is watching you.
May I make you my poker face icy roll?
Sure.
You shut that shit out and hopefully get a higher or lower difficulty for those in the future, because, you know, she an icy bitch. One, two, three, four, five successes at diff 7.
Phenomenal. Brother Charles shakes his head a little bit. Clopothic radiance.
We're here.
This is the place.
Go zoom tight.
Bad shit down there.
Everyone got mind wards up. Now would be the time.
I think that the ones that I have marked on my sheet are from the previous day. So I don't think Fuzzy has any right now.
I believe Olathe still does.
I'm going to set up some of my own.
Chase is going to take the time to...
Olathe's at 5. So
that's going to be 4 for him.
Okay, let's update current effects with mind words.
As far as I'm aware, Olathe's 5 still count. Or do you want me to reroll?
I think you popped those up when you went on watch.
I think so.
In which case, yeah, you would still have, if you devoted like one of that to duration, you'd still have 4 levels of mind word.
I almost want to say I might have done a quit, but I'm willing to just say that it was 1 to duration.
While we're doing this, I'm going to take Blue out. Be right back.
Go for it.
But yeah, either way, I know I have some up, so I guess it becomes more of an issue if they get tested.
One of my candles just went out.
Whose was it?
I don't know.
What good timing.
Oh no. The DM says it's good timing. It's probably not good timing. He's vindictive.
There we go. Mind words updated.
Jessica is gonna slide off the back of, or actually before she slides off the back of Olathe's horse, is going to just kind of tap her on the shoulder a little bit. Could you help me with the rain thing?
Out of character, Olathe's only mind one.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got enough to do myself, but I'm not really as good with others.
Oh. Right.
This is like visibly doing the rounds with Samson and Jesse right now.
Chase might be a better, yeah.
Kind of taps the side of her noggin. Little help.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You're on the list.
Let's see. Yep, the usual. Hands on side of face, eye contact. That is going to be editing the sheet now.
Olathe will be offering out tasks if needed to help hold them in place rather than them counting to your...
If we're gonna be doing that, absolutely yes.
How many do you need? Four? Okay.
Yeah. Since I know you have stuff to spare, I do have the four, but I'm down to six and would rather not burn all, like, 2/3 of it.
Yeah, I've got quintessence and 15 tasks, so...
Yeah, I figured so four of that, so that Chase can just lock them wards in place and let them go. And then away we go.
Okay. Down into the Holden Ground.
With the sickness.
Yep.
Astoria Mind Wards.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't press enter.
There we go. I knew you had done it, so. Okay. What is the marching order going underground?
Taryn?
Wait, before we go in, sorry. Anyone who has not put points into their armor to take away the negatives?
Yep.
Make sure we spend the quintessence switch task for that. Which also comes back to the if people need... Like, Olathe is not trying to give away her whole stash, but...
You're gonna zero out on magic now. So if I could have some of that task to activate it, that'd be greatly appreciated.
How much is Chase needing?
Just the one to activate the shield, which he's gonna be putting on here.
Alright. Count it off.
And yeah, marching order wise,
I think Astoria should be at least near the front so that we don't walk through any fucking calls on accident.
Olathe probably as well, because she can be keeping an eye out for correspondence effects.
Chase and Samson can take rear guard.
Okay.
I am in the middle.
That'll also put him at the back to hopefully just not be harassed while he channels Changeling Treasure of get 8 extra actions next round.
Alright, we are also rolling to activate Core Vision, Ben.
And I'm assuming Jessica's up near Astoria.
Resuck.
Jessica would be right next to Astoria. And Brother Charles is probably right behind those two.
I'm also going to turn on Spirit Vision as well. With Jesus Christ, 5 successes.
As we're moving, Astoria, reminder, if you have an opportunity where it makes more sense to you for you to do it than me, If you could just put ghost touch on someone that looks spicy and make them glow a little to the ghosts in the area, we do have a few angry ones that would like to get their revenge.
Understood. So put ghost touch on...
on someone so that ghosts can in turn touch them.
Gotcha. I'm just going to put that in my current effects. In a parenthesis, not happening yet.
Yeah, just if it makes more sense for you, do it. Otherwise, I will find a time to do it myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Oh god, that's really loud.
Got it. As you guys... There's
smoke coming off these candles, goddamn.
I lit new candles.
into the tunnel. It becomes pretty clear pretty quickly. This was probably a mine of some kind at some point. And it is held up mostly by like wooden 4x4s all the way around, like wooden jointing the way that they would typically reinforce a mine as you dig deeper. And it goes down for a couple hundred yards before there's any kind of turn. It's not extremely steep, but it is steady. You're getting reasonably well underground. The plus side to that is the chill of the blizzard passes as you go underground. But it is even darker down here than it was up there. And the deeper in you get, the more that feeling of sickness hits you. Along with a very intense magical sense of you are where you don't belong. This is not your place. This is someone else's reality.
What, even me?
Even Jesse. Jesse has spent enough time in the sanctum to know what that feels like.
I just didn't know if I had an invitation.
And this is the opposite of comfortable.
Not with the company you keep, you don't.
True.
But, Jesse.
I should.
I shouldn't have said anything.
It feels like Ma.
Moth?
Ma. As in her mother?
Yeah, it did sound like you said moth.
It did sound like you said moth. Yeah.
Sorry, I was eating popcorn.
You're good. I was like, wow, is that the vibe I give off? Clipothic energy moth? Wow.
We didn't want to tell you. We weren't sure how you'd react.
Wow.
Don't let me into this. I don't feel that way.
She's here.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel her.
Wait, like mother?
The feeling that you have had every time she has reached out to you is stronger now than it has ever been.
She's here. I feel her.
The Nefandi or the deity?
Mother. Mother's here.
Deus me.
Jesse is gonna do a quick cross.
If she's crossing over, we have to put a stop to this. Whatever it takes. He kind of looks to each person of the party. spend an honor. And a pleasure to know each of you. No matter what happens here today.
Don't do that.
No.
Yeah, don't you say any fucking goodbyes.
Brother Charles.
Yeah. Yeah, don't fucking say that shit.
Oh, she's saying that to Brother Charles. I didn't think that was Jessica.
Yeah,
Chase holds out a hand for a fist bump.
You get one back.
We're all getting home, man.
You forge ahead. There is a fork.
What I do
in the mine up ahead. One seems to go kind of slow, like gentle curve to the left. And to the right, a more aggressive curve downward. Where to?
Where's the juju the worst?
Definitely to the right.
Where do you
feels worse to the right?
Okay.
Well, let's go fix it.
Thank you.
A little ways down the right-facing tunnel, it kind of opens up a little into an area that was clearly mined pretty heavily. With the tunnel continuing on about 50 yards ahead. The ceilings are low. Like, Brother Charles is about 6'2". He's having to walk with his knees a little bit bent, not to scrape his helmet along the ceiling. Perception awareness from everybody.
You also want familiars for this?
I take that back. Perception awareness from Olathe, Astoria, and Chase.
Yeah.
No to familiars.
Yeah. No to familiars. You suck, man.
But I rolled really well.
Diff 7.
3.
4.
Does the core vision change this?
No.
Okay, then 5.
Incoming mind magic. Big mind magic.
Chase mind magic.
Do I have time to reinforce some wards?
Because you saw it coming, you do.
Outstanding.
Quick cast.
That's worth a willpower.
I'd like to reinforce.
Throw in a roll to buff mine.
Actually,
not where I want to burn points, but it might be an Olathe way to burn points.
I got an additional 3.
Oh. 4 stock, provided we're not somewhere that's making the magic more difficult.
Yeah, are we somewhere that the magic is more difficult?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
So I'm at 9. Case,
there's going to be 5 successes from Chase. To attempt shielding the group. Like ablative shielding, basically.
Can I help Chase?
Ooh, yeah.
Because I can't do it myself to help other people, but.
Yeah, keep everybody's casting mind wards where they are and basically just try to pop up a bubble shield over us to take most of whatever's about to land on us. And hopefully test people's individual wards less, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And that is going to be 5 successes from Chase.
I got 3 to add to you.
It's a quick cast, so I will be adding three. I forgot that the quick cast adds one difficulty.
So that is an extra 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Brother Charles, for his part, also sees this coming. And spins around and puts a hand on Jesse's shoulder. Because he saw a little bit more than the rest of you.
How many successes did he get?
Six.
She's gonna jump when he touches her. Like, what?
As he dumps two more successes of Mind Ward, specifically on Jesse.
Oh shit, thank you. Does that put me at five?
Yep.
Mostly a blade of we're throwing over the top of everyone.
He nods, looks you in the eye and nods, takes a step back. Perception, empathy.
Oh my god, I have that.
From anyone that wants to roll it.
What's the diff?
Diff 8.
Two successes from Jesse.
Yeah.
Three from Chase.
Get back here. Okay, I thought none of those are glass. Diff 8.
Yep.
Three from Aletha. With a very solid roll.
Brother Charles is trembling. And quite suddenly has a nosebleed.
What the fuck?
As he is clearly battling for control.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Hey, guys.
Takes a couple more steps back. And holds up a hand. It's okay. Okay. She can't make me do anything. In one quick motion, he reverses his sword and throws himself on it.
Oh. Oh.
And I guess I can't outheal that one.
Good try.
God damn.
DM?
That's my fault.
Yeah.
That's my fault. She's in absolute horror staring at his body.
Astoria shrugs.
Yeah, we're gonna kill the son of a bitch that just did that. Let's get moving, Jesse.
Yeah.
Gotta go, dear.
Hey, Banjo.
Another one of us.
Yep.
May I do a quick cast of a stamina buff?
Sure.
Neat. Quint. That's fine. No Quint, because I've got my minus two. Willpower, though. No willpower, actually. Five.
As we start to get moving, Chase is going to announce to the air. Brother Charles, I believe these ghosts could use someone to lead them when they get their moment. He does not have spirit vision on, so he doesn't know if Brother Charles heard him or not, but it's worth a shot.
Astoria does.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new ghost with the four. You've never seen a ghost that glows white. Like, radiant. But you do now. As Brother Charles takes his place leading the other ghosts.
You know, Chase saw Astoria when we're all together when Astoria did her spirit vision. At this point, Chase probably knows what that looks like, yeah?
Yeah.
So he would know that she's seeing spirits right now. So he is actually going to be just checking.
She's going to point at exactly where he's standing.
Thank you, Brother Charles. If you are inclined to stick around after all this, I have a few ideas that you may be interested in. And resume march, it sounds like.
Okay.
While we're marching, Olathe is going to cast a Lice effect on herself. With 4 suck to add 1 to each mental or each physical stat.
Okay.
And 1 for duration.
Okay. After delving a bit deeper, you reach a point where the mind starts to look unfinished. Like, they got to this point, and for some reason or another, stopped. And the passage to go farther is pretty much wide enough for one person to squeeze through and keep going. It's definitely not the neat mine shaft passage. The tunnel kind of transitions from the man-made to the natural. As if in the process of digging, they delved too greedily and too deep and bumped into a natural cavern. Squeezing through and continuing on?
Probably looking to Chase and kind of making like a bit of a gesture of like widen it and reinforce it. Because one by one through a tight area is not exactly a great way to go into what could be a possible fight.
Yep.
And I'm
it's
guessing
like
at least
a really great spot for us to be in for a matter mage.
So I think the two of them will probably take a second to basically widen it and reinforce the top as they do it.
Yeah, what diff do you want for that, Banjo?
Diff 5?
I'm only adding 1 to help. Thanks to a 1.
Nice.
2 9s, a 4, and a 1.
All right, diff 5. 6279.
May I add another quick cast?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
What was your... Oh, you're adding 1 more success to that as a quick cast, is what you're saying?
Nope, I am adding a quick cast of my own. I am buffing my stamina again.
Okay.
Fantastic. So yeah, widen that tunnel at least a bit. And give ourselves a little bit more room to fight, because some asshole at the end of the tunnel with a pike 1v6ing is probably bad.
It would be.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the matter here to move it up and reinforce the top so it can't collapse at this point, because, oh, it was an arrow point that you broke open.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Carrying
so you,
on the target ahead.
All right. You pass through a now a bit wider opening, which kind of winds along like natural caves do, before opening up into a very large cavern. Soaring ceilings. Stalactites and stalagmites. Massive cavern. Etched into many of the walls are arcane glyphs. In particular, the symbol of Lilith. On the far, far end is something intensely painful to look at. It looks like the opening of another tunnel mouth, but it also looks like it's alive. And no roll is needed from those that know that that is a call. Live and in person.
That's it. That's the call.
Yes, dear girl. Yes, it is. Welcome. And standing on a rocky outcrop up above the call is the Nafandi woman from the photo book. She has a man at her right hand, a woman at her left. And behind the woman is something all at once familiar and not. And Astoria has a sudden realization that she is looking at what came through that pool of blood back at the house. It looks a lot like Taryn. If Taryn were an owl instead of a crow.
Fuck!
And if there's one thing Astoria knows about crows, it's that they fucking hate owls. And the feeling is quite mutual. On the ground in front of the call are two more people. One other very large man, and one rather normal-looking man. Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
That normal-looking man. He looks really familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know this guy. Closer?
I know this guy. Of course I know this guy.
From a long time ago.
Okay.
Emil tried to set you up with this guy. Quite a few times, actually.
This is Josh.
Sure is, buddy.
Jesse's gonna start laughing. Like, maniacally, like absolutely losing her fucking mind. You?
That's not concerning at all to the party.
You're here too? Are you fucking serious? So the whole time?
He doesn't answer.
Time.
But the woman up top smiles even broader. Been watching you for a long time.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Glad you're finally here. You can take your place where you belong.
I ain't taking shit fucking place. You can eat my fucking spear.
Unfortunate. She's waiting for you.
Yeah, I know. You're all fucking desperate for it. I just want you guys to go away.
Well, you see, she's coming. Whether you like it or not, you can't stop it. I don't want to stop it. A new world is coming. You can choose to be destroyed by it, or you can embrace destiny.
I would rather die doing the right thing the whole time. You can eat shit.
Are we going to talk or fight?
I don't know. Cast.
Chase is going to draw his sword.
Roll 4 initiative.